Chazar Zechanesh Rebecha Chesha Shagma Mehulim Sechaz Hoyos Daf Dalet. Mishnah had said, Omalu Ben Azai, Maishno Min HaYoyshev V'chulu. Rabbi Fechmar Rabbi Kiva seems to have completely refuted Ben Azai. Rava said they would argue regarding a person who has set on his way to travel overseas but didn't yet leave the city. Ben Azai says such a person is Chayev because he's still in the city and should have heard about the retraction. Rabbi Kiva says he's Potter because he's preoccupied with his travels. Mishnah and said, "Hayuloi bezin la'akar as kol haguf." A brisa says the pasuk regarding the par helam says, "Venelam dorva," which teaches that it doesn't apply when the erroneous pesach uproots an entire concept. For example, if they said there's no concept of iser nida, or there's no concept of iser shabbos, or there's no concept of iser vayda zara, we would think that there'd be chayv to bring a par helam. The pasuk therefore says, "Venelam dorva," which teaches that when they uproot an entire concept, there's no par helam, and therefore they'd be potter. However, if they said that there is a concept of iser nida, but there's no iser of shemeres yom keneged yom, or they said it's Shabbos, but there's no iser of carrying shusha yachdus rabbin, or they said there is avodah zarah, but there's no iser of bowing down, so we would think that there should be part of the positive. Therefore, says v'nelam davar, which teaches that only a detail of a concept that was the subject of the erroneous psak, not the entire concept, that would make them chayev. What does the Brice mean at the end when it says we would think there should be potter? If they'd be potter in that case, then when would they ever be chayev? The Brice's words don't seem to make sense. After tomorrow, the time the Brice was asking, maybe the word davar refers to an entire concept, and only then they'd be chayev. If he answers, the pasuk says v'nelam dover, which Ula says can be read as saying v'nelam mi dover, referring to only a part of a concept. Chizkiya said the pasuk says mikol mitzvahs, which refers to an entire concept, but not. Refers to a part of the entire concept, not the entire concept. Rav Ashi said we learn Gzeir Shavah on the word dover from Zakam Mamre, where the pasuk over there says min hadover, which teaches that only applies to a part of a concept. Mer continues. Here's the name of Shmuel says Bezin is only chayav to bring a par helam if the erroneous pesach was regarding something that the tzedukim would not agree with. Meaning it's not an explicit concept written in the Torah. If it was regarding something that tzedukim would agree to, then Bezin would be potter because that's something that they should have known and it's not considered to have been made b'shoigeg. More effective, more the Mishnah said if they pass that a shemeres yom keneged yom is mutter, they'd be chayav, and that's written in the Torah. So why are they chayav? Ignore the case is that Bezin passing that hayra, which is the beginning of bia, is mutter for such a woman, and only the completed act is also. Effective, the fact that hayra is also. Is also written in the Torah. Mar says Bez and Paskin that normal bia is also, but unnatural bia shalikadarka is mutter. In fact, Mar, that's also written in the Torah. Mar said they said that normal bia is also even with a ra, and bia shalikadarka is only the completed act is also. In fact, Mar, if so, this erroneous psak could have been stated regarding a regular nida. Why do you have to say it's shemeres yoim? And rather, they pass him to be mater harah even by normal bia. However, the concept of harah is written regarding regular nida. Therefore, the issur of harah with shemeres yoim is something that the tzedukim would not agree to. That's why there's a chiyuv of parhelim. Now, the answer, we can also say that Bezin said that a woman who saw zivus at night does not become a ziva because the pasuk says, yimei zoiva. Frak the Gemara, the Mishnah said that if they pass him that one may carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, they would be Chayev. Now, that's a concept that's written about in the Torah, so why yet they're Chayev? After the Gemara, the case is that Bezin passing that only from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim is Osir, but Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid is Mutter, and that's not written in the Torah. Or they said that carrying out is Osir, but handing or throwing out is Mutter. So Gemara Vayit, the Mishnah said that if they pass him that bowing to Avoid the Zara is Mutter, they'd be Chayev. That, again, that's a concept written about in the Torah, so why are they Chayev? After the Gemara, the case is Bezin passing that bowing is only also when that's the normal way of serving the avodah zarah, but not when it's not the normal way. Or they said that bowing is only also when it's a full prostration on the floor, but not when you only do it with the head. Affecting Maravaita, Rabbi Yosef asked, what if they paskin that there is no iser of plowing on Shabbos? Do we say that since they didn't uproot Shabbos in its entirety, it's viewed as a part of a concept? Or do we say that they completely uprooted the concept of plowing on Shabbos, and therefore that's a complete uprooting? Affecting Maravaita, the Mishnah said that a psak regarding Shemeres Yom is not a complete uprooting, even though it totally uproots the concept of Shemeres Yom. Mar says, nah, it's not a proof, because the psak may have been regarding a part of Shemeres Yom, like we said before. Affecting Maravaita, the Mishnah said that a psak regarding carrying on into the Rishus Arabim is not completely uprooting. It's not a proof because the psak may have been regarding a part of carrying on Shabbos, like we said before. In fact, the Mishnah said the psak regarding bowing to avodah zarah is not a complete uprooting. And Mar says again, it's not a proof because the psak may have been regarding a part of bowing, like we said before. In fact, Mar Zeri asks, what if the psak is that there's no iser to work a field on Shabbos and Shemitah? The error would be based on the psak of Becharish of Akasa Tishbois, which they understand to mean that when plowing is otherwise permitted, it's also to do on Shabbos, but during Shemitah, since it's anyway also, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Do we say that since they are not uprooting the entire concept of Shabbos or plowing on Shabbos even, it's only a part of the concept, and they and therefore the chayav bring a par helam, or do we say that they're uprooting the concept of Shabbos on Shemitah and is therefore viewed as an entire concept? So Ravina said from a brisa we see that a navi who says to worship an avodah zarah today and be mevatla tomorrow is considered to be nullifying part of him, and so not the entire thing. The same thing would therefore be true for Shabbos and Shemitah, and therefore it's considered only to be a part of a concept, not an entire thing. Shema minha. Zok the next Mishnah, if Bezin passed erroneously and one of the Dayanim knew it was erroneous and told the others that they're mistaken, or if most of the Choshev, or if the most Choshev of the Dayanim was not there at the time of the Psak, or if the Dayanim one of the Dianim was a ger, a mamzer nosen, or an older person who could no longer have children, Bezdin would be potter from bringing a par helam. This is based on Gzeir Shavon, the word Edo, from the parsha of Bezdin fit to pass in a capital case. Just as over there, these people would be possible and could not pass in regarding par helam. Also, these people could not be formed the basis of a psak for a par helam. How do we know that the most chosh of Dayan was not there, their potter? So Sheisha said, and the yeshiva Rishmol said, when they pass in erroneously regarding something that's explicit in the Torah, their potter. Why? Because they should have learned it and known it, but they did not. Similarly, when this person is missing, they should have waited to discuss it with him, and they did not, and therefore their potter is not considered to be done b'shoigig. Mishnah and said, Nemar shom eida v'nemar kan eida. How do we know that the members of the Sanhedrin has to be a pure yichus? Rav Chisda said, we learn from a pasuk that compares the members of the Sanhedrin to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like he was pure yichus, they also have to be a pure yichus. Zok, the next Mishnah, if Bezdin passed erroneously b'shoigig, and all the people acted on the psak b'shoigig, they have to bring a par helam. If Bezdin were amazed, and the people acted on the psak b'shoigig, the people must each bring a private chatas. If Bezin's psak was b'shoigig and the people acted b'mezid, they're potter for bringing any carbon, not a chatas and not a par helam. Reflecting more, the mission said if Bezin's psak was b'shoigig and the people acted b'mezid, they're potter for bringing any carbon. This suggests that if they were a shoigig, that's like a mezid, they would be chayav to bring a chatas. That case would be where he meant to eat kosher fats and mistakenly ate the chalev that Bezin had erroneously passed in his mutter to eat. We should use this mission to answer the question of Roim Bachama we had before, which was whether a person who did this would be chayav to bring a chatas. And for the Gemara, it may be that our Mishnah only gives this case to be consistent with the early part of the Mishnah, which spoke of when Bezdin was mazed and the people were shoyking. It therefore gave the reverse. However, we should not try to infer anything further from that case.